In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Our lecture for tonight is about why confession, the sacrament of repentance and confession. It's very important for us as servants and preachers in the future to know the importance and the position of this sacrament in the life of those who are going to preach to. Because when we preach, I'm reminding you with some old ideas, we are targeting repentance and faith as first goals. We want to put the faith inside the hearts of these people, and we want to help them to repent, first of all. After some time, when we are sure that they started believing and they started changing by repentance, now it's time for baptism. And this were always guided by the father of confession or the master of repentance, the one who will guide them into repentance, ongoing repentance, continuous repentance. So it's important to know the importance of this confession story. First of all, we have to declare that the meaning of the word confession, at least in Arabic, has three meanings. To confess, يعترف, it came in the Bible by three different meanings. The first meaning is to acknowledge God's goodwill. يعترف, or to confess, means to thank God for his deeds, for his good things. And this is very clear in many verses in the Bible. So, before saying confession of the sins, confession comes in the Bible with the meaning of the declaring goodwill or the gifts of God. Like coming in Daniel chapter 3, give thanks to the Lord for He is good. It's in the Arabic, اعترفوا للرب. اعترفوا للرب. Okay? لأنه صالح. For his mercy endures forever. Also come in the Psalms, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. برضو في العرب يقول لك ادخلوا أبوابه بالاعتراف. And it sounds like in the Greek language also it comes like with confession story. So the word يعترف usually means first of all the thanksgiving. And into his courts with praise, be thankful to him and bless his name. The second meaning of the word confession is to confess your faith or to declare your faith, to speak loudly your beliefs. This is the second meaning of confession. Also, it's clear in Arabic, the word يعترف comes many times in the Bible with the meaning of يعترف بالإيمان. Okay? Even in the Mass, the last part of the Mass, before getting the communion, we call it الاعتراف الأخير, the last confession. And many may think that we mean that everybody will confess his sins to the Lord. No, it means that all the church will confess its faith before communion. So the second meaning of confession is to declare faith. It's clear in Romans chapter 10, for with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So here, what you believe in, inside your heart, you confess by your mouth. So confession related to the belief, not to the sins here. In Matthew chapter 10, therefore, whoever confess me before men, confess me, so it's matter of belief, matter of faith, him I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. So remind yourself, confession first of all, it's a matter of I believe in God. So now I thank God, I confess his deeds, his good deeds to me. The third meaning of the word confession is to declare sinning. And I'll show you how these three meanings are very much related. This is the commonest use of this word, that we confess our sins. Usually we use the word confession, meaning that we confess our sins. And it also, it's a biblical one, because it's written, if we confess our sins, it's written in the first letter of St. John, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So by confessing our sins, we get the forgiveness. Also in James chapter 5, confess your trespass to one another. By the way, he was saying before that whenever you are sick, just call your priest, your father, and the priest come to pray for the sick, and those sick will confess to the priest's coming. You understand? So it's going in a sequence. It's the sacrament of for the cure of the sick, and here the sacrament of confession. Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Here he means that the priest is more righteous than many, so his prayer will be more effective than others. Okay? So this is the third meaning of confession, that we confess our sins. The three major meanings of confession are very much related, because we believe in God, so we confess our belief. And because we believe in Him, we thank God for His gifts. So we confess His deeds, His actions. So because we believe in Him, we thank Him. And because we believe and thank Him, we confess our unrighteousness, our trespasses. Can you get it? So confession is a word very much related to the whole spiritual matter. Spiritual life is based on the story of confession. You believe, so you confess your belief, you confess the gratitude to our Lord, and you confess your negatives or your sins, because you feel very much covered by the gifts of God, so you feel guilty and you confess your negatives. Understand? So these three, we are trying to put these three in the hearts of the non-believers. So when they believe, they confess their belief, and when they believe, they thank God, they praise God for their belief, and when they believe, they should admit that they are sinners and they need salvation. You understand? So confession is a very good term expressing the whole dynamics of the story of preaching. Now getting into the steps of repentance. As far as we are servants of God, we are servants of the Word of God, we are preaching the Word of God, so our aim is to help people to repent. Our mission, our message to the people, please repent, go back to God. So we should know properly what are the steps of repentance. How can we help people to repent? What things may hinder the process of repentance? The first step in repentance, admitting one's sins, or admitting in front of one's own self that you believe inside your heart that you are really sinful man. You admit your sins. تعترف قدام نفسك first of all. You can never practicing sacrament of confession unless you confess inside your heart that you are really sinful man. So first of all, you admit your sinful life. It's written in James chapter 1, for if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. This is the work of the Bible. When we put the verses of the Bible, the teachings of our Lord Jesus Christ, the new life program in front of the eyes of the people, now they can see how they are much aware of this truth. I mean, by seeing themselves in the mirror of the Bible, they can catch the negative. They can see the unrighteousness of their life. They can see how bad they are. So we start with the teaching of our Lord, and this mirror will help them to see how they're looking, the truth of themselves. So that's why there is a very good relation between learning and discipleship and repentance. By preaching the word of God, by teaching the people the teachings of our Lord, they can repent. They start repentance with the help of the word of God. Also, it's written in Revelation, because you say, I'm rich, have become wealthy, and have need of nothing, and you do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. So, look to this. Somebody may see himself good. He needs no salvation. So to start giving, delivering the message of salvation, they should believe first of all that they need the salvation, because they are sinning against God. So as it was written here, somebody may say, I'm rich, I have need of nothing, and I do not know, and you do not know that you are miserable, poor, blind, and naked. So the word of God will help people to see the truth, their nakedness. The second, also in this point, it was written in Luke 15, but when he came to himself, he said, how many of my father's hired servants have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. Qissat al-Ibn al-Dar. He started the dynamics of repentance when he faced himself by this truth. The hired servants of my father have enough food to spare, and I am dying hungry. So why should I continue the life this way? So this is the start of repentance, that you face the people with their truth, their need to salvation, with the word of God. The second step in repentance, after facing your conscience with the real truth, the story of regret and prayer, or remorsefulness. اللي هي حتة الندم والصلاة. When I'm feeling myself bad, I go to God saying, please God, have mercy on me. Irhamni ya Rab. Irhamni ya Rab is the key word of repentance. So we are pushing people to speak it up. Irhamni ya Rab. I will arise and go to my father, and I will say to him, he was saying inside his heart, I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. Before standing before his father, he was thinking this way. He started praying, Father, I have sinned against you, against heaven. Also, it's written in Luke 7, a woman in the city who was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at the table in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster flask of fragrant oil and stood at his feet behind him, weeping. So, this is the second step. Actually, there was a prime step before this one, that she faced herself, she felt guilty, she is refusing her life this way, so she needs to go to God to say, please, irhamni ya Rab. And she couldn't even speak the word irhamni. She went weeping, and she began to wash his feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head, and she kissed his feet and anointed them with the fragrant oil. All these are trials of praying or saying the word irhamni ya Rab, samihni ya Rab. Okay, so this is the second step. When you are speaking with any non-believer, when he see the truth of God and the truth of himself, that he is a sinner, and he hates his life, the second step is to say, God, have mercy on me. Please save me, God. Arhamni ya Rab. لما يبتدي يقول كده احنا ماشيين في خطوات توبة صح. The third step of repentance is to renounce sin and wrongdoings. Out loudly he should say his sins in the prayer and sometimes to other people, as we will see in Luke 19 with the story of Zacchaeus. Zacca stood and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor, and if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation," this is kind of confession, you know. I took many things with false accusation. I restore fourfold. So this is the third step, that you announce that you will change, you will live different life, you will fight for the different life, for the new life. You want to start a new beginning. Afterward, Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, "See, you have been made well, sin no more." So just the feeling of sinning no more, I don't want to go back to my old life. I wish to start a new life. I wish not to sin again. So this is the third step. الإصرار والتصميم إن أنا عاوز أتغير. The fourth step. Continuous spiritual struggle. You know, we are living this dynamics. We are living repentance. So this applies to us before applying this to anybody. But while thinking of those who will believe, we are not only targeting the belief in God, but they should see the truth of themselves. They should see how bad is their life, how miserable are their life. So they ask for salvation. This is the process of repentance. They should shout, "God save us," cry for salvation. Continuous spiritual struggle. The non-believers, when they believe and start repenting, they should know that the struggle will start. This is not the end of salvation. This is the start of salvation. The devil power will stand against them, will fight against their faith and their repentance. This week I met some guy who never confessed before. He was an old man, and like 30 years, مثلاً. 30 years never confess, يعني هو طبعا أو يعني بعيد عن ربنا. And after confession he came 2 weeks later. He told me that I felt different feelings. I was very much relieved after confession. I was so happy. But after few days I started feeling that I can see the devil fighting against me. Many circumstances happened as if he was trying to flare me up, to push me into angry, into many sins I never do. It's not my habit to يعني أغضب واتنرفز, but I felt that this is not usual. So it was clear that by stepping into repentance and confession, the devil will start fighting against you. And you can feel it even with the Lent, with the fasting. That while praying and fasting, you can see the struggle is harder and the fight stronger. So you should know that part of the repentance is to enjoy spiritual struggle. That you will fight against your old life, your old habits, your old sins, your thoughts, your old desires. So it's a fight, it's a struggle. You have not yet resisted to bloodshed, striving against sin. You have not yet resisted to bloodshed. So you should teach those who are coming to believe that this struggle is coming. They should wait for the struggle. I mean, they should يعني ده لازم يفهموا كويس. And no, it's not easy to start living with God. The devil will stand against them. So they should be ready for this struggle. And for to everyone who has more will be given, and he will have abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. So from him who does not have, have here means have any sort of struggle, of striving. For everyone who has element of struggling, of fighting, of striving, of trying, he will get more and more blessings. But for those who do not want to do any work with God, even the good things they have, they will lose. The fifth point in repentance is confession. So when you face yourself with the truth, when you cry for the salvation, for the power, for the forgiveness of God, when you renounce your sins and you look clearly to your life before and after, and when you start struggling against your old life, now it's time to confess, to enjoy the sacrament of confession, to go to the Father of confession, to stand before the priest, to renounce all the sins before the priest. Assuredly, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. This sentence, this verse is very much related to the priesthood and the confession story. Because who is going to bind or rebind the sin? It's the Father of confession. Whatever you loosen on earth will be loosed in heaven. It's also written, so David said to Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. And Nathan said to David, the Lord also has put away your sin. So the priest is the one who will say so. The Lord will put away your sin. You shall not die. You will not die forever. Also it's written in Joshua. Joshua said to Achan, my son, I beg you, give glory to the Lord. This is kind of confession of thanksgiving of Israel. And make confession to him and tell me. Make confession to him. So you confess in front of yourself, and you confess to God in praying, and you confess in front of the priest. Tell me now what you have done. Do not hide it from me. So the steps or the stages of confession, of repentance and confession: first of all, revise oneself. Second, securing the senses and thoughts and relations. You are following everything in your life, like going to any physician, any doctor. You put first of all the first complaint, the chief complaint, we say it in medical terms. What is your chief complaint? And then we are reviewing other systems. We will have many questions to look after the senses, the organs, everything. Revising one's spiritual law. I'm putting like program of confession. How to confess before the priest. You are complaining of yourself, of a mean or main chief complaint. Then you are revising the whole life, your life. And also you are revising your spiritual law, Qanun al-Ruh. How do you pray? How do you read the Bible? How do you fast? How do you go to the church? How much regular you are? So you are revising the law with the priest. And then you ask for trainings and guidelines, Tadarib Ruhayy, Irshadat. And then lastly we end with the absolution prayer, Al-Hal. So this is the easy way to confess before the priest. Then you revise everything in your life. Then you ask for some guidelines or trainings. And lastly you ask for the absolution. Lastly, the role of the sacrament of confession in evangelism. Why we are taking this lecture for those who are going to practice preaching? It's very important as an Orthodox Coptic preacher to know how much important to help people to repent and to start confessing. This is very major item in our preaching program. Because in confession, the guy will enjoy the fatherhood. The first idea of this is fatherhood, al-ubuwa. We are preaching the fatherhood of God through the fatherhood of the priest. The father of confession is a symbol of the father God. It's written, for though you might have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet you do not have many fathers, Saint Paul was saying. You might have 10,000 instructors, but you do not have many fathers. I'm your only father. He was saying so. I am your only father. So he, as a bishop or a father, he explained this. You can ask anybody in the spiritual matters, but for the fatherhood you need it. You need a father, you do not need only an instructor. You can go through the net and programs on the computer to gain many spiritual informations. But to enjoy the fatherhood, this is very much related to this sacrament of confession. The second point, the role of the sacrament of confession in evangelism, discipleship. Although when we preach, when we teach people, it's some sort of discipleship. They become disciples on the teachings of the Lord. But man-to-man discipleship is very important. Our Lord chose 12 disciples to let them enjoy the discipleship, the personal relation with our Lord Jesus Christ. This is very important. And He asked them, lastly, go therefore and make disciples of all the nations. So, in the sacrament of confession, the start of anybody as non-believer to believe, he will enjoy asking his father of confession, what to do with this sin? How can I deal with these people? What to do with this problem? I do not enjoy praying. What to pray? Teach me how to read the Bible. These are parts of the sacrament of confession. Baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son of the Holy Spirit. So at this in Matthew 28, our Lord said that the whole story of evangelism you can replace by one word called discipleship, because after which you can baptize people. So by discipleship you can help them to repent, to believe, to enjoy God's fatherhood, and lastly to gain baptism and other sacraments. The role of the sacrament of confession in evangelism also guidance. People need guidance. They can get the guidance from the Bible and from the sermons, but they need the personal guidance. And this kind of personal guidance is only available in the sacrament of confession. Is mainly available in the sacrament of confession. So we preach confession. We preach this fatherhood of the church, motherhood of the church, through the fatherhood of the priest. And by this they can enjoy discipleship and guidance. Also written in St. Peter, likewise you younger people submit yourselves to your elders. By the way, then the word elders in the Greek was priest. The elders means bishops and priests. Yes, all of you be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility, for God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. So there is very good relation between humility and submission. So for those who reject confession, who do not agree with the confession story, and if they are not humble enough to submit themselves to the program of the church, which is confession. You understand? And this is a major difference between us as Orthodox and other denominations. Also, in the role of the sacrament of confession in evangelism is the gift of forgiveness. Inside the sacrament of confession you enjoyed the forgiveness. I know you pray asking for forgiveness and you cry for salvation and for saving your soul, but when the cross is put on your head and you hear by your ears the absolution prayer, you feel the forgiveness. You got the gift of the forgiveness. So it's written in John chapter 20, if you forgive the sins of any. And listen to this, he was saying to the disciples, you will forgive the sins. Right? If you the disciples forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. So now the power or the authority of forgiveness are gifted to the disciples, to the church, to the priesthood. So really the priest give forgiveness with the sacrament of priesthood through the sacrament of confession. They are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, if I find somebody who is not repenting, who is coming just for talking, but he is not going to leave his sins, I cannot give him the absolution. I cannot give him the gift of forgiveness because he is not really repentant. You understand? So if you retain the sins of any, they are retained. Lastly, the role of the sacrament of confession evangelism is the spiritual growth. We need the priesthood, the fatherhood of the father of confession for our growth, spiritual growth. Because you grown up because your mother was feeding you. So the church, your mother church, and the priest as your father on earth, he is feeding you spiritually. So you need this sacrament regularly for your spiritual growth. It was written in Timothy, but you have carefully followed my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long suffering, love. You have carefully followed my doctrine. So in this you will enjoy the growth that you follow the steps of your father. Without the sacrament of confession, you will never enjoy growing spiritually up in your life. Glory to God. Amen. Homework of today. From the book of Acts, please read chapter 13 till 19 and pick out the evangelistic situations. These seven chapters are full of evangelism. So you can pick many ideas of evangelism from this seven chapters. Please don't just put the Bible verses. We need your comments on the verse and your meditation. More than 60% of the score is based on your spiritual ideas. So concerning the homeworks, احنا مش بنقول لكم بس طلعوا الآية related يعني. And to express yourself في الموضوع يعني. حد له تعليق أو سؤال؟ تفضل. You will face what? Suffering. No, I'm not telling him concerning the confession. I'm not telling him that he will suffer. I will tell him that you should face yourself and you should renounce your bad deeds before the priest to change your life. يعني زي الواحد يعني يعترف لازم يعني يطلع القديم. Like in the story of the Samaritan woman, our Lord Jesus Christ, when talking to the Samaritan, he pushed her to speak about her history, and she was shy. So he told her that you were married to five, and the man you are living with now is not your husband, but actually you are saying the truth. So as if he confessed بالنيابة عنها. So this is important. لكن لو عاوزة تتكلمي عن موضوع تاني بتاع يا ترى أقول له إنه هيتعب ولا لا، دي قضية تانية مش بتاعة النهاردة يعني، لكن بصراحة مهمة برضه. لأن ربنا يسوع when preaching, by the way our Lord is the model preacher in everything. So our Lord Jesus Christ was saying في العالم سيكون لكم ضيق. I should faith them with the truth that living on earth as Christian is not the happiest thing. But we are targeting, aiming at kingdom of heaven, eternal life. So by suffering few days on earth, it's not a big deal. So I will tell them that to live as real Christian, you will suffer. Because you will not lie at others, you will not sin at others, you will not go in their ways. So, and devil will stand against you. But this is the truth. This is the kingdom entrance. So he should go this way. Had ayat hadari, Madam Mary. Yes, I agree. You know, ممكن نسهل عليه ونقول له to change your lifestyle is not easy, but God will help you. But you know, by believing in God's power, don't focus much on how how much effort he will do in this, because many of them change dramatically. Many of them, with the power of God, is very much ready to change more than we expect. So يعني أنا بخاف بس إن إحنا نكون إحنا اللي خايفين نطلب كتير. فمن أقصد إيه؟ Just ask what are the requests of the Christian life, and many will accept them as they are. طبعا لازم نقول له it's not easy because God said so, that the and يعني ما أضيق الباب وأقرب الطريق ولكنه مؤدي للحياة. So I'm telling the truth. حد عنده سؤال تاني؟ Whenever it comes to the Bible truth, biblical truth, that this is the system of our Lord, He made some stewards in His place, يعني وكلاء. So I'm giving what the Lord gave me to give. I'm giving the sacraments my Lord ائتمني عليه. So this is the system of the Lord. Simply, ففي ناس بتقبلها ببساطة. لأن listen, in all cults and religions and philosophies, there were always like supervisors and leaders, and ففكرة إن يكون في priesthood مش مرفوضة عند أغلب الناس. مش مرفوضة إلا بقى عند الناس اللي مش عاوزة تتوب يعني.
I want to go through the homeworks of the previous few weeks to follow you up with the homework, because many of you complained that they couldn't make the homework properly. So I'm trying to give you some example of the model answers. Yeah. The one of last week, احنا كان الواجب بتاعنا search for the idea of evangelism in the following. Chapter 5 of the 2 Kings, chapter 1 of Jonah, chapter 1 of Ruth, and chapter 4 of Esther. Did you find any ideas about evangelism in the story of Naaman al-Syriani? Yeah. Sometimes we expect our Lord to work in a certain way, but sometimes He has another plan. Well, like the story of Naaman al-Syriani, he was cured in a different plan. ما جاتش في باله قبل كده حكاية انه ينزل المية واستحمى 7 مرات. ايه كمان؟ فضل. The little girl living in the house of Naaman al-Syriani was the key person of the story. She was the real preacher because she started pushing her master to go to the prophet living in Judea and try to get cured. So she was a preacher, although she was very little and she never preached, but she was a preacher. I would add some idea. After the being cured, Naaman al-Syriani took the permission from Elijah that he could get into the temple of the idols with his master king, in case his king wanted him to go with him. So he had al hal. So there is some flexibility with those who believe in the start. يعني إيه؟ ده راجل دلوقتي مركزه كبير قوي وخلاص آمن بربنا ومش بيعبد أوثان. بس في احتفالاتهم لازم يدخل المعبد مع الرئيس. مع انه مش هيعبد اوثان. فهو استأذن النبي والنبي ما قالوش لا. واخدين بالكم؟ بمعنى ايه؟ We may accept some of the cultural traditions of any area, of any country, as far as it does not stand as an obstacle in their faith or their worship to our God. يعني ممكن بعض التراديشنز تبقى غريبة علينا cultural يعني، بس احنا ممكن نقبلها طول ما هي مش ضد الإيمان وضد العقيدة. هو الراجل مش بيعبد غير ربنا دلوقتي، بس عشان يدخل مع الملك ما ينفعش ما يدخلش معه. لو طلب منه يسجد هيقول له لا. فاهمين الفرق؟ فبرضه القصة دي تورينا ان في شوية range of flexibility في التعامل مع النون بليفرز في الكونتريز المختلفة. ايه تاني في القصة دي؟ حد لقى حاجة تاني؟ هيتفضلي. Yeah. Elisha refused to get any money for the miracle because maganan akhastum maganan u'ta. So we do not gain money out of the preaching process. يعني احنا بنخدم في الاخر. We cover the needs of the process, لكن we are not aiming at making money out of the preaching mission. في اي افكار تانية؟ تفضلي. ايوه. Yeah, there was some act like the baptism. He went into the water, he was immersed in the water 7 times before getting cured with the order of the Prophet. So this is like getting baptized with the faith, because he believed in him, he believed his order. فطبعا فيها فكرة الإيمان وبعدين المعمودية. كويس. تفضلي. Ah, the servant of Elisha, he was a money maker. He thought of money, although his Lord, هو Elisha النبي, يعني refused to take any money. الولد راح وراء جدع. فممكن نلاقي في الخدمة ناس abusing الخدمة أو ناس looking after money, although they look like preachers or disciples of the preachers, بس ممكن يفكروا في الفلوس. طبعا he lost everything, لكن نعمان كسب والنبي كسب وكده. حد له رأي تاني؟ يا رفع عليك. السولجر نفسهم بتوع النعمان السرياني, they work like a co-preacher. They helped him to complete the act of baptism. هو كان متردد, بس هم they believed more than him in Elisha, and they tried to convince him that why don't you go. But they وصلنا لغاية هنا. فعاوز أقول في some people may work like co-preachers, يعني يبقى لهم دور في إيمان الناس مساعد لينا. ممكن يكونوا their family, their friends, their whatever. يعني طيب, concerning Jonah chapter 1, يونان 1, حد لا أي حاجة عليها علاقة بالكرازة؟ Yes, يونان كان كارز بالأمر, ودي ما نفعتش. هي simply كده. يبقى أول فكرة أنه ما ينفعش واحد يكرز من غير مزاج أو بالأمر, لأنه رفض والحكاية تعطلت. فلازم الواحد يكون جواه اقتناع. طيب إذا ما كانش جوا اقتناع هيبقى فيها حوت. انتوا حرين. طيب, حد يطلع حاجة تاني من يونان as a preacher؟ بروف, ان في some natives they accept faith very simply out of the nature. يعني مجرد الطبيعة هاجت في غير معادها, وبعدين الراجل ده قال حاجة ولما اتعملت الطبيعة وقفت. they believed in God. هو قال لهم ارموني في المي, رموه في المي, رموه في المي, البحر هج, بس يبقى ده ربنا. ف it took him يعني few minutes يعني to push them to believe, مجرد انه الطبيعة شاركت. واخدين بالكم الفكرة؟ فهنا هنقابل ناس كده, يعني مش بيستنوا نكلمهم كتير عن ربنا قد ما ممكن مواقف بسيطة تخليهم يصدقوا في ربنا. ايه تاني؟ Yes, the plan of God is always different from our plan. يعني he went to Tarshish, but our Lord wanted him to go to Nineveh. وبعدين his plan was wrong, وربنا خلاه يرجع تاني للبلان بتاعته, and it was perfect. Very good. If we are not very fully convinced with the plan of God, God will push us to see his hand working in his plan. يعني he was not even convinced up to the third chapter. وما كانش مقتنع وهو رايح نينوى برضه, كان غصب عنه. بس miraculously يعني he could see how the work of God happened, والناس دي كلها صدقت وامنت. طبعا هو ضايق, ده موضوع تاني, انما يعني الحقيقة هو ما كانش مصدق ان الناس دي كلها ممكن تتغير بالبساطة دي. فده it might happen, ان احنا نكون الموضوع بالنسبة لنا بعيد قوي, وبعدين نلاقي ان في تغيير بيحصل much easier than we believe يعني. فضالي yeah, we should not condemn other people لان ربنا له ناس في كل حتة وله طريقة مع كل واحد. فضالي okay. يعني هو بصوا هي فيها some sort of redemption. Jonah, although he was bad at that time, he was wrong يعني, لكن he made a good choice when he said that يعني ارموني في المية عشان البحر يهدى. He felt guilty and he felt responsible, so he believed that he should die for them. So for a preacher he may think this way, I should die for these people to believe. And by his death, when they push him to the water, they believed. And after this act, he even became better preacher, and he could preach to Nineveh, and كلهم آمنوا بعد كده. بعد المعمودية دي, بعد ما دفن في الماء, بعد ما دخل الحوت يعني. فالواحد لما يكون عنده الجرأة إنه مستعد يموت عشان الناس, ربنا يشتغل بيه أحسن. وطبعا صلى بقى وتحسن وبقى كويس. طيب how about Ruth chapter 1. معلش احنا بنحاول نعمل sample من الهومورك عشان في ناس بتبقى مش عارفة احنا بنفكر ازاي. هي مش صعبة قوي بس عاوز الواحد يفكر شوي. رعوس واحد, حد فاكر اي افكار من رعوس؟ yeah. Ruth believed in God in very hard circumstances because she nobody preached to her. She lost her husband, she lost her father-in-law, and because of the love of her mother-in-law she believed in her God. So here the key, love is the key for preaching in this story. ما كانش في وعظات, ما كانش في كلام عن ربنا, simply because they loved each other. نعمة ورعوس, Raus followed the steps of Naama because Naama was sure of her God. So Raus مشيت وراه وقالت لا إلهك إلهي, لأنها حبتها جدا. فطبعا ده بالنسبة لنا موضوع مهم قوي, إن الناس لو حبتك قوي wherever you go they will follow you, they will follow you, خلاص هيصدقوك, هيصدقوا إلهك لأنهم حبوك. فنعمة بالرغم من her pains و her sufferings و her loss, she was a preacher. And she brought Ra'us to the congregation of God, and Ruth became mother, grandmother of our Lord Jesus Christ. كل ده بفضل نعمة, لأنها عرفت تحبها بجد. شوفوا لما حما تحب مرات ابنها تعمل معجز تبقى يعني ايه كمان. تفضلي. برافو عليك. Ruth worked as a preacher in the continuity of the story by being a very good woman, very polite one, humble one, loving person. So everybody looked at her يعني وتعلموا منها حاجات كتير قوي. روث نفسها كانت برضو تعتبر كارزة يعني. طيب آخر حاجة Esther chapter 4. yeah. in the story of Esther they were not bothered much with their salvation, they rather يعني gave more importance to the people of Israel. يعني كانوا بيفكروا في شعبهم, كانوا حاسين بمسؤولية. أستير ما كانتش معرضة للخطر كمرات الملك يعني, ومردخاي قريبها يعني لو قالت للملك ده ابن عمي خلاص. إنما كان عندهم responsibility عالية قوي, احنا مسؤولين عن شعب فاحنا لازم نعمل اي حاجة عشان ننقذ الشعب. فthe feeling responsible ده اجمل حاجة في قصة استير. والزو عبردت نفسها للموت لانها دخلت على الملك بدون استئذان, لو قريتوا القصة. yeah very good, very good. she مردخاي and استير and their friends they make use of praying and fasting before starting salvation. So it was very clear that praying and fasting had a great power in preaching and salvation. اللي ابتدى القصة كلها انهم كلهم صاموا وصلوا وثلاث ايام طي يعني قبل ما تدخل على الملك, فهي عارفة يعني ايه دنيا ممكن تتغير بالصوم والصلاة. وده اللي بيحصل في الكرازة. تعرفين ان احنا في القسمة كل يوم في القداسات الصوم بنجيب سيرة الكرازة، مش كده؟ صوم الصلاة هم اللذان عمل بهم الرسل وبشروا في جميع الأمم. فاحنا عندنا حتة كرازة كل يوم في الصوم، وعمدوهم وصيروهم مسيحيين وعمدوهم باسم الأب والابن والروح القدس. فالصوم والصلاة طبعا هم سلاحنا في الشغلانة دي. حد له كلام تاني عن السير؟ جميلة الحتة دي. مردخاي قال لأستير لو انت فضلت ساكتة deliverance will come from another way not through you، يعني كده كده ربنا هيخلص شعبه، بس انت خسارة ضيعي فرصتك ودورك. فعلا كده كده الكرازة مش واقفة علينا، انما خسارة ما يبقى لكش دور في الشغلانة الحلوة دي، لكن ربنا يقدر يجيب الناس من غيرنا. ف حلو المعنى ده، انه كان واثق ان ربنا مش هيسيب شعبه، بس حاسس انه استير اولى بان يبقى لها الدور ده في الكرازة يعني.